Kurds are spread much farther than just the Middle East. Generations of instability led many Kurds to leave the region entirely. They've settled elsewhere. Long ago, thousands from Iraq's Kurdish region claimed asylum in Europe. Now that Iraqi Kurdistan is under attack, some young Kurds are returning to their ancestral homelands. They are fighting against ISIS. NPR's Alice Fordham is about to introduce us to one Kurdish fighter, and wait until you hear how different his life used to be.
The men of the Betwata tribe gather to drink tea every morning in this outdoor courtyard with curving pillars and climbing plants. Most wear a traditional baggy blue suit with a coloured sash and black and white headdress, and they all talk about the war. One of them, Sarhad Betwata, is a general. The grizzled officer says he commands about 1,000 men, and later this morning will head off from here in Erbil to the front lines of the Islamic State, close to the Syrian border. And sitting respectfully in a corner is his nephew, Azza, tall and handsome in uniform and holding a sniper rifle almost as tall as he is. He's the picture of a Peshmerga fighter, the soldiers Iraq's Kurds are so proud of. But until a couple months ago, Azza led a very different life.
I was a student, social worker.
You were studying to be a social
yes.
worker? What sort of social work did you want to do?
Like younger people.
Azza's family moved to the Netherlands when he was a child. He grew up speaking Dutch, loves traditional Dutch food like beef with red cabbage, but when he and his brothers realized the Islamic State were attacking their homeland, they decided to come back. Azza's student friends couldn't believe it.
They didn't believe it till I took the plane and came back. Till the day they didn't expect me to come back.
Why do you think it was difficult for them to understand?
Because they never had seen something like that. It was also for me so difficult to leave everything, my school, my friends, my family, to come back and fight. And you don't know if you survive or not, but it's a duty. You have to do it.
He joined his uncle's battalion and very soon found himself on the front line, filled with pride.
I was proud. Felt good. Felt like I was home. I had never seen a fight. But when I was there, I was with my family, so my heart could rest in my mind.
Azza had just 2 days training. He reckons he'd had plenty of practice shooting guns with his Kurdish cousins on summer vacations here. But when I ask him about the rifle he's holding, it turns out it's the first time he's handled it.
It's a sniper rifle. It belongs to my little brother. He won't come with us today, so I pick the gun and go to the front.
He hasn't even learned to strip and clean it yet. His younger brother, Mirwan, takes the opportunity to show him. Their uncle, the general, says they don't bother with lots of training. The boys' fathers and grandfathers were Peshmerga, fighting in wars in the 80s, the 90s. They grew up looking at their photographs, hearing their stories.
I will give you just a small example. You know that when they come out of the egg, they just go through the water and they can swim. So it's inherited by our family also. We know who is the good.
He reckons he has about 30 European returnees under his command. Mirwan finishes breaking the gun up and putting it back together.
Yeah, it's normal. It is simple. It is not so difficult.
Just like the ducks. Little ducks.
Peshmerga officials welcome them. I meet Major General Hajar Ismail, who's in charge of international relations.
Actually, we don't have a correct number, but there is dozens of the people's volunteer Kurdish people. They are coming from Europe and other countries to fight with their brothers against ISIL, to protect their families, their relative, and to protect Kurdistan.
He's not quite sure on the numbers.
Of course, more than 100.
Which he concedes is nothing compared with the thousands of Europeans who are fighting with the Islamic State. And honestly, he says, a lot of these European Kurds aren't quite ready to fight. But they put them in the second line of fighting, and he says they're good for morale. Meanwhile, back at the Betwata family home, the uncle, the commander, has changed into his uniform and is loading up 2 four-wheel drive vehicles. His brother, the fighter's father, is playing backgammon with the sheikh, the leader of the tribe, and watching his son pack.
Bye-bye.
And then suddenly they're gone, and it seems awfully quiet. Only the old man and the children are left.
Said Musa.
They're going to the Mosul Dam, their father says, an area where the Islamic State was in control until recently. He turns back to the house. Hopefully they'll come back safe, he says. Alice Fordham, NPR News, Erbil.